is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Tuesday here on the program. Glad to have you here, and I'm glad you're here for the conversation. I'm just going to, out of hand, reject this idea that is being peddled or has been peddled and will be peddled again by many in the mainstream media about the divides in America. The divides in America are comparatively small, relatively small, minuscule, in fact, compared to what brings us together. And my case study is Harvey, the great uniter. Devastating as this storm may be, possibly the worst natural disaster in American history, is showing America for what we truly are. A country with very diverse backgrounds, ethnicities, religions, and everything else coming together as one to help each other any way we can. That's what America truly is. That's the America that I have always known, and most of you have always known. So I am just going to reject any notion that somehow we're this divided nation, divided along racial lines and ethnic lines and religious lines. I don't believe it. I believe we have far more that binds us together than tears us apart. Let's go to the hotline. Kelly checking in from Detroit. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. I really agree with your last point that they want to make it like we're some fracturing nation, and I just don't see it from Detroit. But the reason I called in was about the police, like the so-called militarization of the police. And I was just saying that your instincts are right, but it's also constitutional. For any of the listeners that want to know, where the Constitution mentions the militia, which is what we now call the National Guard.
Sure.
Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, and Article 2, Section 1, Clause
right.
1.
Well, what's the point?
Show that the Congress and the militia and the president have the authority to regulate the militia and call them up locally to like enforce law and order and to suppress riots.
There you have it. That's the point that I was making.
The police.
Exactly right.
And I think the police don't constitutionally have the authority to have like be a military, but the militia, that's the constitutional solution, is the National Guard. Because they're regulated by both Congress and the president in the Constitution.
All right, Kelly, I think you nailed it. I greatly appreciate it, and that's my point. I think that the National Guard, even the state police, can be recipients of all this military gear, but I don't think the local PD needs all this military gear. Well, it's just defensive gear, and it's just MRAPs. Well, you know, that way they can get in if they need to get in. Yeah, they can get in even if they don't need to get in if they got one of those, too. And just remember, you know, the level of professionalism, in my experience, rises. Police are professional on all levels, but the higher you go to the state police and so on and so forth, the higher the level of professionalism, my personal experience. So I tip my hat to elite groups like the Michigan State Police and the county sheriffs and so forth, because they all do a great job. But I think that maybe there should be a limit as to how far down the food chain this heavy military equipment can go. That's just my thought. All right, back to some conversation about Harvey. Bass Pro Shops doing their part. Bass Pro Shops, remember this the next time you want to go shopping for some gear. They're pitching in with relief efforts in Texas, providing dozens of boats to rescue people that are stranded. The Outdoor Giant, coordinating with local, state, and federal agencies, which include police, fire, and rescue teams on the ground, according to news releases. They'll be providing at least 80 boats, tracker boats, to government agencies and rescue organizations in and around Greater Houston and surrounding communities that were impacted by Hurricane Harvey. Company is supporting the efforts through its Bass Pro Care Funds and are supporting disaster response organizations by donating tens of thousands in relief supplies as well. So I tip my hat to Bass Pro Shops, which, by the way, is now one with Cabela's. These folks are getting out there and donating at least 80 boats so far. But as this storm creeps east, places in Louisiana like Lake Charles and Baton Rouge and other places could be facing heavy rain and heavy flooding as well. So look for Bass Pro to possibly provide a lot more than just 80 boats. Now, as responders across the country move into these areas of Texas and Louisiana, inundated by Harvey, not good news from the Federal Flood Insurance Program. In fact, it continues to sink into the abyss of massive debt. That's not good news. The National Flood Insurance Program, the singular source of flood insurance for most Americans, already $23 billion in debt after servicing prior natural disasters, including Hurricanes Sandy and Katrina. The costs from Harvey are expected to increase the debt by billions of dollars. Here's the problem with the National Flood Insurance Program. It's a government program, and it doesn't seem to be working very well financially. This shouldn't surprise you. Government programs often fail because they're not run well. The actuarial tables are not run well. The program overseen by FEMA has borrowed money from the U.S. Treasury, therefore from you and I, in order to keep itself running. This is why we need private insurance that can be sold anywhere in America, that could be worked in coordination somehow with a government oversight. But the fact of the matter is, this insurance should be privatized. The National Flood Insurance Program is sinking. If we're at $23 billion today, look for it to be at $40 billion. In the hole within a few weeks. The government already has said it will be impossible for the flood program to repay such a staggering amount of dues, which makes most people believe the program needs a major overhaul, which means your money once again being pumped up and pumped in to save a federal program. Sound familiar? Because it sounds like the same old song being played one more time. The Government Accountability Office, the GAO, including the program on its high-risk list, it's been there for more than a decade, finding flaws with its fundamental structure. Shocked again, aren't you? The fundamental structure of the National Flood Insurance Program is flawed. It's a junk program. Here's the quote. The lack of sufficient revenue highlights what have been structural weaknesses in how the program is funded, said a recent GAO report. Since the program offers rates that do not fully reflect the risk of flooding, NFIP's overall rate-setting structure was not designed to be actuarially sound in the aggregate, nor was it intended to generate sufficient funds to fully cover all losses. Well, if it wasn't designed to cover all losses, what the hell was it for? And so here we go again. The government, with half measures, leaves us in the lurch, and here we are, generating insufficient funds, and therefore in debt, and therefore you and I are on the hook. National Flood Insurance Program, another failed government program. Well, speaking of water, this part of the program is brought to you by Wolverine Water Treatment Systems. They've been in business since 1947. They make every single system they install right here in Michigan, does Wolverine, with offices in East Lansing and Lowell. They are a Michigan company serving customers statewide. Get a free water test today with Wolverine Water Systems. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. We'll be right back.